Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to the Daily Commute, where we take the time you would have spent on the road and do something interesting with it. I am Hanyu, and I was asked by my name inversion, the Yuhan, to give an authoritative list of podcasts. And if there's one thing that I was born to do, I guess this is it. Now, before I speak of podcasts, one option you do have when you hit the road and you have some time, apart from praying, is to think of audiobooks. Audiobooks is a good option for you. And for that, I want to recommend ChristianAudio.com. They have an excellent selection. And on top of that, they give away a free audiobook every month. I've gotten a few classics there myself, some really good resources. So I want to plug them as a great option to start off with. But when it comes to the land of the podcast, it feels like a very saturated medium right now. I have a few jewels that I've picked out, and then one or two optionals that I think might not be authoritative, but really good. So the first one I want to start off is The Briefing by Albert Mohler. And that's basically the news read through the lens of the Christian worldview, which is awesome. This Albert Mohler, he's got a near perfect memory. I think he's read over 50,000 books. It's something ridiculous like that. And he remembers the content of them all. So you've got this brilliant guy who's absorbed the Christian mindset and worldview. And then he gives the news. Now, one thing that might be jarring is it's very American. And I find it frustrating as a South African when the news is primarily focused around a country that has nothing to do with my context. But he always includes a few international stories, and that's really worthwhile listening to. The reason I think it's a great listen is it helps you to think biblically, which is something that a lot of Christians miss out on. Okay, so the second one is very cool, very hip. If you want to understand Yuhan better, you have to listen to this one. I think this is the one I probably punt the most to people, and mostly unsuccessfully, but I do get a few hits with this one. This Cultural Moment by John Mark Comer and Mark Sayers. These two guys are just brilliant and broad thinkers, Mark Sayers being a sociologist. They're both pastors, but they're really well read, and they break down what's going on in the church, in Christianity, and cultural trends, and the decline of the secular worldview, and the emptiness of the secular worldview, and they just bring it out in the most creative way. Really, really enriching conversations that they have. That just enlightens your understanding of what's going on in the world as Christians and what the Spirit of God is doing in the church and what he has been doing, which is really awesome. So, The Briefing, This Cultural Moment. The third one is something I feel every Christian should have, and that's the ability to think in terms of biblical theology. And biblical theology has to do with temporal themes in the Bible, and the podcast I want to recommend for this is The Bible Project. Now, if you've seen their videos, you know that they do an absolutely stellar job in breaking down complex ideas into fun, creative video formats. But behind every one of those videos is a list of maybe 5 to 9 conversations between the two hosts. And it's just an incredible deep dive into the biblical imagery, biblical themes, biblical narratives. And it's fantastic, whether it's how to read the Bible or whether it's following the theme of the day of the Lord through scripture. What it does is it gives you the big picture view. It gives you the puzzle box to look at the Bible and to decipher it more effectively, which is just awesome. But beyond the biblical theology level, there's the systematic level, and that is to say the atemporal understanding of theology. So that might be a bit high, but what that boils down to is if we look at all of what the Bible says, what does it mean or about themes like who is God, what is man, what about sin? Questions that are atemporal, But we figure it out by looking at the whole of Scripture. And for that, the systematic approach, I want to recommend the Defenders podcast by William Lane Craig. Now, it's also in video, which is awesome. So you can actually see him give his classes and writing on his whiteboard. But what makes it good is he takes a theme like the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of God, God and time, whatever it is. And then he goes from point one right through and he covers all his bases, biblical data. He's got objections, what the church has said through history. It's just an incredible education for you. Those are my four that I feel everyone should listen to. There's two more, but that might be a little bit optional, I reckon. The first one is OnScript. That is for all you super nerds out there who are just curious about everything. It's world-class conversations. If you listen to the podcast, those words might ring in a very interesting way. With top academic theologians. And it's sort of the cutting-edge conversations in the world of theology, which is really, really cool. But it's ultra nerdy, so that might not be for everyone. And then something I think will be more broadly accepted, but is a fun podcast to listen to, is Ask N.T. Wright Anything. So there you've got this, he's a good scholar, he's a very, very good scholar, and he's an Anglican, and he's got the best accent in the world, and he's really fun to listen to. And he answers questions that people send him. And so if a question comes up a lot, then they queue it up and they let him go. Sometimes he can be a bit vague, which can be frustrating. Other times he's as clear as you can get. But either way, it's going to be informative and fun. So there you have it. The briefing for to think biblically, this cultural moment to understand the church better. The Bible Project to understand the Bible and its themes better. Defenders to understand systematic theology better. And then for the super nerds, OnScript, and the rest of us, Ask N.T. Wright Anything. So that's my list that I have. If you have anything else, I would be curious to hear about that. So if you see me at church, please tell me about that podcast you can't stop devouring. I would love to hear about that. Cheers for now.